Hello, and thank you for tuning in to OK Got It, the Complex Messaging Podcast. Each episode, we answer one of your burning questions on messaging trends or best practices and provide an answer in conversation with our guests. My name is Jose Suarez, Marketing Manager here at Retaris, and I'll be your host this week. Also joining us this week is a very special guest. We have James Pepe, Global Product Marketing Manager at Retaris. James has worked for almost a decade now at Retaris, helping organizations get a handle on complex email infrastructure, security, and compliance issues. James, what's going on? How are you doing today?
Doing well, you know, enjoying the end of the work week as everyone should be.
As we should be, as hopefully everyone who's watching is also trying to do wherever you're watching. We're just going to dive right on in here. We like to just put people on the hot seat. So just to frame our conversation a little bit here, an obstacle that we typically see in organizations that we serve is running secure and reliable email in complex communication environments. With email sometimes being connected to machines, workflows, systems, that means that these emails can be sent out by hundreds, if not thousands, of different automations, systems, processes. So really, my first question to you is, what does these typical customer landscapes and infrastructures look like? Where does the complexity come from, and kind of where does that framing come from?
Yeah, that's a really great question, and that's a great way to start this conversation. So generally speaking, what we see in the market is overgrown, complex systems, as you mentioned, that make emailing at an organizational level very challenging and unreliable, such as sending emails from commonly used applications like SAP, Salesforce, CRM systems. Enterprise customers we work with actually are unable to effectively handle large email volumes with high throughput and processing capacity, so all while maintaining a high reputation. Furthermore, in the market, we see growing demand for a dedicated transactional email solution that simply facilitates basic and advanced email capabilities across the business, like the ability to analyze and understand their email traffic so they can garner actionable insights and proactively optimize it. Therefore, right, implementing a proper transactional email solution results in numerous benefits, right, of which include lowering total cost of ownership, having one vendor, one portal, all in one place, easy to understand, easy to manage, streamlining workflows that enable faster and more efficient business processes, filling any gaps that there might be with Microsoft or other providers that have sending limitations, and lastly, you know, connecting various applications and ensuring high volume email transmission.
Awesome, cool. I just want to, you mentioned one term real quick, transactional email. Can you maybe specify what exactly it is you mean by transactional email, what that entails?
Sure. So when we say, or when I say transactional email, we are referring to email that is business critical and time sensitive. So your invoices, your order confirmations, anything that is critical to business workflows. Think of it this way. You're at the airport and your gate changes and you need to know where I need to get my flight, right? That's an important email that has to arrive on time almost immediately. Another way to think about this is as soon as you have machine to process, process to machine, or even process to process, you have a transactional email use case. Now I'll put that in human terms, right? So email being sent out of an application that is being ingested by a customer workflow or vice versa.
Gotcha. No, it makes total sense. And in, let's just pick an industry, maybe healthcare, just to start off with, what are some of those processes and workflows that are eating up so much email send? What is a typical workflow or process that people might not even realize are sending a lot of emails automatically and they're not really covering that basis?
Yeah, I mean, regulated industries, critical workflow business processes, all of them have one major essential requirement, right? Customers need their time-sensitive emails to arrive as expected in their recipients' inboxes within seconds of them being sent, even fractions of a second. So high inbox placement and deliverability directly translates to revenue. Furthermore, degraded performance like a bounced email or even undelivered emails impact a customer's reputation. So weak reputation is untenable in a competitive landscape where customer satisfaction can literally make or break a business. Customers, like I mentioned, need their emails to get to the right place at the right time, always. And they don't want to have to worry about volume, throughput, et cetera, et cetera. So losing customers because of delayed or even undelivered email directly impacts a customer experience and therefore revenue. So, right, better email delivery means faster business growth. Emails get reliably delivered to the right inbox within seconds. Emails need to go through and arrive at the right place every time. And all of this results in consistency of positive sender reputation and long-term inbox success, right? We're not just sending messages, we're delivering trust, reliability, superior customer experience.
Yeah, trust, reliability. Those are definitely the, what it sounds like to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like those are the key things for, especially in the email infrastructure world. It's all about, you need to trust that your email is getting there. You need to trust that it's going to get there on time, right? So it's a big customer focused kind of problem that needs to be solved. And if not, then that can be a big deterrent to businesses. So kind of staying in that realm, we've heard a lot of the deterrent, or not deterrents, but maybe some of the pitfalls to not having a transactional email solution in place. So maybe let's go dive a little bit deeper into what are the actual value outside of getting the emails there in the right place at the right time. What are some of the other, maybe lesser seen valuable pieces of a transactional email solution that people might not realize?
Sure. Talking theoretically is always fun, right? But let's put this in a real world or a practical example, right? We had a customer recently that approached us actually because they needed the ability to send 10 million emails an hour, sustained over the course of a few weeks during the holiday season that just recently passed. And not only did they need the emails to be able to be sent, but they had to ensure that the emails landed in their customers' inboxes. So they wanted a delivery rate of around 98% or even higher. On top of that, they didn't want their emails to be throttled, or they, in other words, to put it, they needed a specific processing capacity of something around, I think, 100,000 emails per hour. So that's like, what, 10,000 emails per 5 minutes, right? That's a huge demand. And, you know, this directly translates to their customer retention, customer experience, and ultimately the revenue goals over the holiday season. And, you know, not only did we ensure that that could happen, we guaranteed that through SLAs.
Gotcha. Awesome. Makes total sense. One last question I have for you. What about something like visibility, right? There's a lot of maybe email infrastructure or email solutions that you might not know if your email is getting delivered or how fast those emails are getting delivered. Is that something that a transactional email solution can maybe help with, give you a little bit more insight into the health of your email solution?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. So the ultimate goal, right, at the end of the day for customers is to just gain back control of their email landscape. And that's what our goal is as well. And one of those things is understanding my email traffic. So yeah, you hit send and then you hope it gets there, right? But that doesn't cut it in the business world. They need data, they need evidence. And so a good, effective transactional email solution allows the customer, or the, we'll say the sender of emails, to be able to monitor, track, and garner actionable insights through their email traffic. So another way of putting that is observability. And so a good email, transactional email solution will allow their customers to be able to see, okay, what is my delivery rate? Where are emails going? If an email gets bounced from their inbox, why? So they can understand their traffic, analyze it, and really make the best decisions around getting those emails where they need to go.
Okay, got it. Well, James, I just want to say thank you so much for your time today. You taught us a lot about transactional email and the pitfalls and benefits to that. So I just want to thank you for your time. And thank you, of course, everyone for tuning in. If you have a question that you want answered on a future episode, leave a comment down on our YouTube or email us at podcast@retaris.com. Of course, we're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you can also check it out directly on our website, retaris.com/podcast. See you on the next one. And James, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.